I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hi, welcome to Amazing FBA. This is your host, Michael Veazey, speaking. And this podcast episode is brought to you by Reliable Income, led by Adam Hudson. Reliable Income is an Amazon community and course, and Adam Hudson is an Amazon seller. He's doing well over seven figures a year now, and also a very straightforward Australian. And in a sea of hypey Americans, that is quite a refreshing change. Adam will tell you it straight when it comes to how much money you need to private label, which is measured in the thousands of dollars these days, not hundreds, and how long it takes to really get a private label product off the ground when you're working alongside the day job, which again is measured in months rather than weeks. Now, alongside that, Adam, however, is a very, very positive guy, and he has a lot to offer in terms of getting a really great positioning on Amazon for your products. So high quality products, selling at a really good price and keeping the competition at bay, which it's never been a smarter time to adopt that strategy than in 2018 when Me Too or Cheap are just going to be trashed by the Amazon crowd or have their price disappear into the floor overnight. So I really, really think his approach is sustainable. Hence, I think that Reliable Income is a very good word for his type of training. If you want to find out more about Adam, as I said, amazingfba.com/Adam. If you want to find out more about his training and or take the four-part video training course, which is free, go to amazingfba.com/reliable, R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E. Just for more transparency, I am an affiliate of that, so that will buy more than a coffee, as is the traditional about affiliate sales, but what it will do is help cover some of the costs of running the podcast, which hopefully benefits you, some of the software that I have to use to keep in touch with the guests, and my beloved and long-suffering editor, Daniel, who is worth his weight in gold, but I have got to pay him because even Daniel, even editors have to eat as well. So I've got to pay for blogging, podcast hosting, the rest of it. So that helps to cover some of my costs there. And I hope you'll check that out. Now on with the show. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking with Reid Mensah of Amazon Company, and we are going to talk today, having talked about product research and niche research, how to find what to sell, and we talked around the subject with the social media and email marketing. We're coming back to the core of the thing on Amazon now. So once you've got something to sell, you got to sell it, and of course, Amazon is still the prime place to sell it. That's what the whole focus of this podcast is, and that's for a good reason. Amazon is the selling place on the planet right now and probably will be for some time. So Reid, kick us off. We're going to talk about optimizing listings. What is your sort of your absolute meat and potatoes for this? What's the basics that we need to be getting right from the outset?
Sure. Great images is number one always. It's especially that main image. It's got to be insightful. It has to be clear and concise what the person is getting. And, you know, sometimes using an iPhone just isn't going to cut it in that case, and you need to send that out to a professional. I can understand if you are maybe starting out and you're just testing a product, then maybe sending it out to a professional isn't going to be as easy as possible. But you also have to remember, to properly test, you need all of the pieces in play, and that's super important. The number two part of it is indexing. Basically, that's all Amazon is, especially when it comes to optimization. Indexing. Amazon indexes singular terms. There's a few cases where they'll do words together, things like heavy duty. You know, they won't be able to separate them, but those are the few and far between. Amazon indexes singular words that, once you're indexed for that term, you can put them in any order to find that keyword combination. But if you are indexed for even one of those keys or one of those terms in that keyword combination, Amazon just isn't going to show you. And that's the make or break of optimization. Get your product in front of as many eyes as possible. So you want to be putting as many indexed terms into your listing as you can, and there's certain techniques that you can do to be more effective doing that and to help Amazon along, you know, knowing which terms you really want to be recognized for.
Great. Okay. So let me just, that's a red rag to a bull. So I'm definitely going to ask you what those are in a second. but first, let me just clarify one question, which I think is getting a lot of debate now amongst more advanced sellers that I hang out with, as well as the newbies that you know, always asking interesting questions. Sometimes they're like, oh, for goodness sake, that one. And sometimes they're very fair questions. So the question is simply, do we need to just lump together a bunch of individual keywords and it doesn't matter whether they're combined, or do we need to be thinking in terms of putting the long tail keywords together? For example, if I'm selling, this vitamin C serum, do I need to put vitamin C serum as just anywhere, or do they need to be put together? Is it need vitamin C serum lotion, vitamin C lotion, vitamin C serum small bottle? Do I need to be worrying about creating those as individual keywords? Does that matter to the algorithm now or not, in your opinion?
This is just my opinion, and I know that this question comes up all the time. My opinion is no. And if you are using the vitamin three times throughout your listing, and it's taking those other two times are taking up a spot where you could be indexing for another term, then you're wasting real estate. And I look at a listing like real estate. If you bought a house and you wanted some storage out back, and you knew that you had a couple lawnmowers in there, would you buy three storage sheds just because, you know, oh, I need a storage shed, let's buy three? Once again, my opinion, I wouldn't do that. I try not to compound terms at all like that, because Amazon just recognizes singular terms. But people will definitely go either way on that. I think one important thing is that your first five words in your title are super important. So you want to make sure that your main keyword or combination of terms is in there at least. So your first five terms, make sure you get that in there. Sometimes your first word has to be your brand, but sometimes I think, you know, if your brand isn't well known yet, why are you putting it right at the front? Because it's not doing you a lot of, it's not helping you out a lot with brand recognition. And a lot of times I think that Amazon isn't necessarily the best spot for brand recognition. But, you know, once again, if you're a larger brand, then maybe it is.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I think for most of us starting off with a private label brand, we don't have a brand in the sense of a connection to people and an imagination of what does that word mean. And when I think of shoes, I think of Nike. And when I think of Nike, I think of shoes. And we don't have any of that stuff going for us. So I agree 100% on that. So tell us, what do you think then, if, you know, keywords are obviously the important thing. You said ranking for the right keywords. And as we've discussed, probably 4 to 5 keywords, as we said in a previous episode, is more or less going to be, you know, the bulk of your sales. 80-20.
Right.
Says that, you know, a very small percentage of your keywords will give you the bulk of your sales. So how do we, you mentioned some techniques, how do we rank optimally for those? What are your best tips on that?
The actual ranking. Well, I think that there's been a large move away from blasting services, for the simple fact that if you're giving away, let's say 90% off of a product. Now, this isn't an exact equation, but if you're giving away 90% and you're only selling it for 10%, it would take 10 products to equal one product. Now, obviously, Amazon's algorithm works a little bit different than that, and those are real general numbers. But, you know, let's say, okay, I gave 90% off. I got to sell 5 to make one full-priced item. So this limits you to certain things. You're losing money on those sales any way you look at it. But is there a better way to do it? And I think that there are better ways to do it. For one, PPC, sponsored advertising, because each of those sales is a full price sale. And as well, I would say there's some new companies coming up, you know, that are getting full price sales. I won't dig into that, but they're out there where they'll get you, where you can give your customers a discount, but they actually work out to be a full price sale. And I think that's going to be the wave of the future when it comes to ranking. On the flip side is, people will talk about, what keywords should I be ranking for? If you're starting out, And you're in a fairly competitive niche, you need to start looking for those ulterior or alternative keywords. You have to really dig in and find out what those keywords are and try and start there first. Start there first, be on the first page for something. And a lot of times it's not that main keyword that it's the shiny keyword, but you don't necessarily have to be there. On your first order.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. I think that ties back in with what we were talking about with product research, which is, you know, or the niche keyword research, I should say, really. I mean, product research, what everyone calls it, is a shorthand, but that's a very dangerous shorthand. Really speaking, I guess you got to find, even in your initial research, for example, instead of vitamin C serum, can I go for vitamin C anti-inflammatory serum or something very specific, right, where you might, you know, see that there's people selling, you know, quite a bit of money, but it's A, you can afford it, as we talked about in the first episode. And if you haven't listened to that, folks, or seen it, I definitely advise that, because this ties in hand in glove with this. But yeah, then you think, okay, I can go for a very specific pain point that's solved by a particular type of product, and I can rank for that. And that is actually the market I'm going for. And then as a bonus expansion market available to me, should I have the money and the, you know, the willingness to fight, I can then go after the bigger market like vitamin C serum, right?
Right. Yeah.
Coming back to your previous question then, I'm trying to think exactly what you were saying, but that there's something tantalizing about what you're saying about this whole idea that you can do effectively giveaways, but at full price. I mean, without giving away any trade secrets, you sounded a bit like you're holding something close to your chest there, but how do we get that? That sounds good to me.
Well, I'm not holding it too close to my chest, and really it's a friend's software. So I wasn't sure I wanted to, but there's a way that you can give rebates and what it is that you have the customer goes in and they buy the product at full price, but they are guaranteed to get a rebate. And what that is it's an off Amazon check mailed out to them. So, you know, a lot of people ask, well, isn't that against terms of service? Well, I mean, they're rebates. You know, everyone does rebates. And these guys, they actually had a chance to sit down with Amazon and ask them. And Amazon said, yeah, go ahead. It's not on our platform. We want people to buy at full price. We don't want people coming in here and buying at, you know, 90% off, because we don't make as much money.
Interesting. So Amazon's okay. Well, I was about to say that sounds like your classic black hat marketing, but actually, if they've actually been honest with Amazon and told them, then that's a whole different ball game. That's very, very interesting.
Yes, absolutely. And it's been a game changer for us. Now, here's the other thing with these sorts of things is that, you know, things like Amazon PPC and say this other software, we don't use those specifically to rank products. It's hard to say. We want them to maintain a product. You know, if you are actually going to physically try and rank a product, then you need to get a lot of outside coming in. So once again, you go back to the outside marketing that we talked previously about, and you just get everything you can. You need to, that initial launch is really going to be what sets you apart from your competition. Even if you have a small, you don't have the marketing budget that these people have. The beauty of sponsored products advertising in Amazon is that you can pinpoint with exact match terms the exact keyword you want. So if you're using broad match, you could be making sales all the time, you know, making sales here, making sales there. But the problem is that you never know exactly, well, you know, because you can get the reports later, but you don't know from sale to sale if you're selling to this keyword or selling to this keyword, and you're ranking here, then you're ranking there. When if you use exact match and you really concentrate on that, that's how you really key in on ranking for a product. You just hammer on that exact batch term, and you concentrate all your marketing on that, because that's your goal. You have to really focus on your goal and get there.
Excellent. So what you're basically saying is that you want to get your five or six keywords that are the main money keywords, if you like, that have got decent traffic times reasonable conversion, yeah. I guess, and then just hammer on those with the exact match on PPC, right?
Absolutely. At that point, you don't need to do a broad match. You already know those are your those are the terms you want to go to. And if you have a limited budget, then that's what I advise for my clients anyways, is use exact match and really concentrate on what you're doing and where you're trying to position yourself.
Okay. So let's sort of tying that back in for the sort of the last few minutes of our interview here. So how do we tie all that sort of stuff back in with listing optimization? Do we need to think about, for example, I presume you need to have the main keywords in the headline and then less important ones in the bullet points and use your kind of best practice. What's your feeling about the importance of benefits for the reader, you know, the customer, the shopper, versus keywords for the algorithm? I mean, would you favor one or the other? Do you think you need them both in equal measure?
I think that there is some equal measure, but I don't think that very many Amazon sellers read the bullet points or the description unless they involve sizing or color or differences in variations. So what we found with our AZ Optimizer software and doing some research is that the bullets only index about 70 to 80%. And you'll find like maybe three bullets will index 100% and then two just won't index at all. And Amazon picks those randomly. Whereas on the back end, you have two different spots in most categories. Some categories you don't have them, but your subject matter fields, you can have 250 characters and your search term fields, you can have 250 characters. Those are going to index 100%. So now the search term fields, you cannot put any more than 250 characters. People say, oh, it's digits and in between. Just, you know, keep it under 250, whatever you think it is. And those will index 100%. So you have to be careful what you're putting in your bullets. That's where you may be telling your story, but unless you're checking your indexing, you don't know what keywords that you're putting in there are actually going to index. So I typically, when we're optimizing other clients' listings, we will make sure that our bullets are sort of our lower end keywords. We want to put the important ones in the title, in the search term fields, and in the subject matter fields.
Very interesting. And also, you're picking up on the subject matter fields, which I know in some categories, I'm not sure exists, but that's another... Right. Very important place that we often overlook. That I mean, the search term is what everyone talks about, and the 250 character limit was traumatizing for everyone recently. But very, very interesting though that what you're saying about the algorithm, and this is the sort of thing that's probably always changing, but you've been measuring this stuff as all smart marketers do, and that's always one of the signs that somebody actually knows their business, is they've been measuring it across a significant number of SKUs, which is why the biggest sellers like yourself and some of the people I talk to actually kind of can effectively run in-house experiments that have some validity and not just follow the Amazon echo chamber, as Will calls it. But that's very, very interesting to me. So really what you're saying is the search term and the title are really the key places for keywords now, rather than the bullets, as one might have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just because it's a minefield there. You don't know what Amazon is going to pick. Now, they don't change it. Once it's indexed and you keep those bullets the same, it will stay that way. They can change it anytime they want, but usually it's pretty stable.
Makes sense. So look, Reid, I mean, these are huge areas which we could all go into in huge depth, and at some point love to have you back on the show so we can probably dig into any one of these areas where you obviously have a lot of expertise across the piece here. But first of all, where do people, if people want to find out more about you from this podcast, I can say that we'll set up a special page for you. So there are three episodes this relates to, rather than giving you episode numbers to remember. It's just amazingfba.com/Reid, R-E-E-D. And we'll put up the three episodes there and any other resources that we have to offer you around this subject. And I will also put up my cheat sheet of the sort of product research or market research process that I use, which I think ties in very much with what we've been discussing today. So talking about practicing what you preach, hopefully the cheat sheet idea. So Reid, where else can people contact you or you know, find out more about you and the products and things if they get further into it?
Okay, sure. So I've actually set up my own page as well for you, and I've thrown in a few goodies. So if you go to azanalyzer.com/AmazingFBA, and that's AZ as in Amazon, you'll find that I've put in something we call the product differentiation spreadsheet. And what it does is it gives you different ways to differentiate your product from other products in a category that are really going to set you apart. And it takes a different twist on how you do that. So that's a free download. And also I have the two softwares in there, the AZ Optimizer and the AZ Analyzer. And we've gotten you some upgraded free trials. So you're going to get more functionality, longer time on those trials. So I encourage your listeners to just go in and take a look. You know, it doesn't hurt. It's all free and it's full functionality. There's no limitations there.
Fantastic. Well, having talked to you about the software and that it ties in with, I think, you know, both your and my philosophy on the right way to do product research and some of the wrong ways, that it sounds like is that analyzer software actually kind of makes that a physical reality, if you like, but it's ties in with the right way to do product research. It's not going to send you off on a false trail. So that's definitely something I'll be checking out very, very soon after this podcast, because I think I'm quite excited to find a tool that ties in with what I think is the right way to do stuff. And just a small question, how long is that free trial that we can check things out for?
14 days.
Great. So I would say 14 days. I mean, you can do a lot of pretty research in 14 days. So if nothing else, I think, you know, you'd be foolish not to at least give it a try. I mean, people are always talking about tools and you can get overly obsessed with tools. But on the other hand, this is a tool that's clearly developed by somebody doing big numbers and who's thought through what we really need and isn't just another version of what's already out there. So that's really powerful. And I think that's something everybody should be checking out. It's free anyway. And also, I just wanted to say, finally, Reid, thank you very, very much for sharing some very thought-provoking and very common sense things. Loads of great insights. I think really the idea that we have to look at a web of four or five different keywords to really look at a niche thoroughly makes total sense. The idea that we should be checking what the conversation is that is out there on social media before we even think about going on Amazon to look at the numbers, and that we reach back out to social media after we've launched. Again, fantastic thinking. It should be obvious, but most people aren't doing it. And then finally, the things that you said about the optimizing your listing and what is and what isn't index again, it's quite new and interesting stuff to me. And certainly the bullets points not being indexed properly is something I've got to go away and do some soul searching on where I put my keywords in my listings. So packed with value. Thank you so much, Reid, for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Was fun. I'm not going to lie. I love talking about this stuff. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much.